It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. I'm not even... Why so many times today have I said I'm not trying to be dramatic or cause drama today or be toxic? This is not meant to be messy.
Well, when you preface like that...
And then it sounds like I'm trying to be messy.
Exactly.
God.
So what are we doing?
Am I the jerk for stealing multiple computer items from this company?
Who wrote in?
Me.
You.
Me.
Oh, are you the jerk? Is Allie
me.
The jerk?
And let's just hope the IT guy is not listening because he's new. Ed.
Hey, Ed, turn the radio off.
Ed, if you've done inventory since you got here, don't.
No, you didn't. Do it again.
Ed knows who he is.
Give me an hour or two, bro.
Seriously, we have a new IT guy and I hope he's not listening to this. Okay, so Owen came downstairs the other day and says, Mom, I need a mouse. And I go, huh? And he goes, a mouse for my computer.
His computer.
And I go, oh, okay. He goes, we have to go to Walmart right now. And I go, the hell? I go, no, we don't.
Come on, boy.
If you need a mouse for a game, I don't care right now. I'm not going to Walmart right now to get a mouse. And I go, and then I stopped. And he goes, well, can we go later? I go, you know what? I'll be at work tomorrow.
I'll get one from work.
I said, we have a whole box of mouses that nobody even knows exists. And I only know
this. I didn't even know they existed.
Exactly. I'll show you where they're at.
Bet.
And the only reason I know where they're at is because I needed a mouse for my work computer.
Well, yeah, we need the little USB mouses.
And
right.
I ran around and I found one in a box of I'm being dramatic when I say 9,000. There's probably 25 old,
real number? Real
old,
number 25? Okay.
Old mouses in this box.
That's a lot of old
computer mouses.
Yeah. Wired or unwired?
Both.
Both. Ooh, both. Dang, you got some good. That's a good selection.
Yeah.
Because he got a desktop, right?
No.
It's a laptop?
Yes.
Oh, so he just wants the mouse.
He doesn't wants need the mouse. The,
oh, he's got the pad.
He doesn't need it. He wants it.
I'm following.
You're following. So I go, listen, you can use my work one, like until you can use the one on my computer for a couple hours and then I'll get you some more tomorrow.
Right.
So when I came in on Sunday to do my shift,
we work on weekends.
And nobody was back here in the whole damn building. So I was like, couple songs playing.
Slide.
I think I'll go look in the computer room.
I'm going to just explore the office.
There is so much equipment in there that's like old, outdated. You know how like IT rooms look.
But it doesn't mean it's not useful and it doesn't work, right?
And it's not mine. But I went in there and I went, you know what? I started justifying. I've worked at this company for 20 years. 20 in December. It'll be 20 years.
It's going to be 20 years.
I've been on this radio station 20 years. They owe me some. Like, in my mind, I was justifying why they owed me these mouses.
You really hit the Denzel and said, I'm leaving here with something. I'm from around the way. I'm leaving here with something.
I did. And I walked out with not one, not two, three mouses.
Thrice the mice?
And I got
got three.
And I got home and I looked at Owen and I go, ta-da. And I
which one you want, yellow, blue, or red?
I laid them on the counter and I go, I'm never buying a mouse again when we have all these at work sitting there in a box doing nothing. That was dumb if I ever purchase another one of these again. And he looks at them and goes through them and I go, I don't know if these work, the ones that, you know, the wireless ones. I go, I don't have, these might not work, but here's some corded computer mouses.
Just so to hold you over.
I left with three computer mouses and I didn't feel bad. I still don't feel bad. and I'm justifying it by going, well, I've given this company my all for 20 years, which is questionable. There was a few years I did not give my all.
But you were still here, though.
But I was
but you
here.
Were present. But you
having,
were present.
I showed up. I was having kids, you know, but...
Then listen,
the
difficult.
Point is... Am I the jerk for stealing stuff from work? We've talked about this a lot on this show, but it's not my stuff. I don't own it. They could totally come and be like, Allie, like, seriously.
You need those back.
I'm joking about it because I know nobody's touching those mouses, but at the end of the day, that's
what if somebody
company
was?
Equipment. That is somebody does own this thing. Somebody does. There are people that have money in this that we don't, right?
That technically, that was expensed and purchased by the company for use inside of the company.
That I'm not for my son on his gaming at my house.
And Allie said, justifiably so, I've been here 20 years.
So
I'm
you owe
here
me. So now I got this you owe me, this entitled nonsense going on, which is messed up.
Is that messed up?
Yes, even though I'm like, but is it?
Because I respect it. Like, you have been here 20 years. Who
What's
else
a
has?
Mouse?
Who else has? Who else has been in this at this radio station 20 years? That isn't our boss. Like boss.
There's only one person on the sports station, me and him.
Thank you.
And that's it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Him and you.
Me and Sparky.
Y'all take all the mice y'all want. Though, as a matter of fact, those are your mice.
I can have the whole box.
You can have take the whole box.
We've just stayed split it through with, thick and thin. It's
split
like
split it with Sparky.
You know, my marriage didn't work, but this marriage worked. I fought through this one.
This is your longest relationship.
This is my longest relationship.
This is, Kiss FM is your longest relationship.
Wow. That's pretty sad.
And we've been faithful to you, dog.
And they owe me computer mouse.
And they owe you.
Mice.
They owe you.
Thank
they
you.
Owe you thrice
Thank
the mice.
Thank you for agreeing with me. Now, somebody texted in and said...
Oh, I'm not agreeing with you.
Somebody
I'm definitely
said,
calling you the jerk.
Be careful. Shut up. Be careful because some companies considered that stealing from the company. That's what I'm saying.
People have,
it is stealing.
Can I tell you straight up? Like, can I just break a little story off and you take it as you will?
Yeah.
My mother was let go from her company. From her job right before she retired.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really shady, man.
Why?
Just, man, this was a whole situation. Lawyers got involved. And yes, lawyers got involved.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom worked in food service at a school for a number of years.
Okay.
And when the food is about to go bad, when the food is unused, they're told to throw it out.
Mm-hmm.
Legally, they should throw it out.
Yes.
My mother's a saint.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Santa Catalina. For real, is what some people call her. Saint Catalina.
She would take it?
She would take it and go distribute it,
Aww.
Give it to people that she knew needed it. You know, whether it was us in the moment that needed it or she knew families were in need. She didn't want food to go to waste. Food that she knew was good food. She wasn't the only person doing this. The school found out. Launched this whole investigation, got my mom and like three other great, great ladies fired right before they all retired.
Aw, that's and such a jerk move because they were trying to help people.
And they called it stealing from work. They fired them on the premise of stealing company property because they're supposed to throw it in the garbage, but they would throw it in bags and put it on the side of the garbage so people knew that that was good food that they could grab. It's all a worry of lawsuits and legalities, and all of a sudden people get worried about the wrong thing. So I say, watch your back with it. Because as simple and as non-harmful...
We joke about it, but they could totally fire you if they knew, and you're going, oh, I stole from this, da-da-da-da-da.
Now, do I think they're going to fire you? No.
No, I hope to God not.
We all throwing hands,
Wouldn't
right?
Wouldn't that be funny? And people are texting in, Allie, mouses? Plural of mouse, mice. I know, I was being funny.
Y'all don't get us like that sometimes, bro. I swear. Y'all be thinking we just goofy.
Somebody said 20 years with the company, gifts herself three mice. She gonna get hers. So you're saying, I get you.
My
you're
mom
saying,
worked there for over 10 years and got fired over nothing.
That's what I'm saying. I'm joking about it, but at the end
it's
of the
real.
Day, you
it's
can't
real.
Steal from your job really, really. Like you could, they could fire you if they
and
wanted to.
And if a
to.
Company feels like doing something shiesty, they can put the poo on and go shiesty on you.
Somebody said, after 20 years, your kids are part of this company too. Thank you. They might as well be employees.
They were born here. What?
They were born here. Ironically, they said
in the back.
And everybody watch. No, I'm kidding.
Hey.
Somebody texted in and said, girl, I have monitors and keyboards from work at my house. Not the jerk. Woo! And then somebody above that said, yes, jerk.
I may or may not have a monitor at home from an old employer. I don't know. I'm not going to confirm nor deny. I didn't scan the barcode when it came home with me. I don't know where it was from.
414-533-1037. You know, and I do want to add.
What else are you going to add?
Somebody texted in, we'll miss you on the show, but I'll come visit you in jail.
She's locked up. They won't let her out. She done stole a mouse. She's locked up. They won't let her out. No.
Somebody said, jerk, it's a mouse this time. What will you take next time, Allie?
Whatever she wants. Is she the jerk? No, keep it a buck.
Is that what you guys are missing? Whatever I want.
Keep it a buck. Is Allie the jerk or not, man?
Just keep it real. All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7
KISS FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I present to you evidence number, piece number one.
The box of mice.
How many would you say are in here,
Let me
DZ?
See. Let me see. I got to hold the box.
No,
you know,
I took three.
It's like counting the M&Ms, you know, like in the jar. Guess how many M&Ms are in the jar?
How many computer mice do you think are in that box?
I'll count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's 12 or 13.
So there were 16 before I took mine.
Yeah, right. There's about 15 to 20, right? Right? Give or take.
Is anybody going to know those are gone?
No, because I'm about to snag a few, too.
There's literally a box of old mice that's just sitting in a corner in a room nobody goes in.
But clearly somebody had organized them because those mice used to be all over the place. So these mice are accounted for. Somebody put those in there specifically.
Well, now there's three less. Whoever texted in, pens are a gateway drug.
Pens.
Yeah. I love our listeners so much. All right, let's go to Santino in Sheboygan. We'll start with him this morning.
All right.
He's so happy he got in.
Hey, good morning. Hey.
Good morning, Santino. I'm keeping it real. Am I the jerk for stealing three computer mice and then saying they owe me because I've worked here 20 years?
Be honest.
You want me to be real honest?
Yes.
Be real. Yes.
Can I keep it real?
Yes,
just don't swear.
All right, I swear I won't swear. Listen, they owe Allie. Those things depreciated after 3 to 5 years. It all depends on how high-tech they were. If they were like the low class, like the ones that hook into the computer, those things are like $2. Man, they owe Allie like $16,000.
They owe Allie about 50 boxes of those.
Dude, I can't wait to play this back for our boss later and be like, you guys owe me so much money according to our listeners.
I want 20,000 mice delivered to my house.
And our boss is going to be like, Allie, you stole and now we owe you money? How does this
work? How does that equate? Bro, you steal from us and we owe...
This is called con man
activity.
We're
Santino's logic, though? Look, I'm listening.
I'm getting good at gaslighting with the men I date, okay?
That's not stealing. They bought it for you, Allie. They didn't say, hey, this is the company. They didn't put no those little labels on it, saying this belongs to KISS FM. Mm-hmm. It says, here it is, Allie. This is for your work. And the amount of times you click that thing, move that thing, come on. Now you probably got carpal tunnel from it.
But Santino, the fact of the matter is the mouse wasn't taken for Allie's use. It was taken for her son's use at home, non-work related.
It had nothing to do with me.
She just took
it. In fact, he's playing Roblox with it right now.
Listen.
Really don't.
Listen, technically, hey, DD, I'm about to call you out. Technically, they owe those boys because they have come on the air and expressed their feelings and emotions and things without pay because
for
of
free.
Child labor.
For
so
free.
Now they gave, they, yes.
Oh.
Come on now.
You're right. Now, actually, we do actually, you know what? You're right. My kids need to check too now. Like, actually, it's not just me. It's the kids.
Santino, when you're right, man. I need an M for my son. Ain't no telling what I need. I'm saying, baby.
hey, he need one of those boom mics. That's what he needs.
All right,
I'm
Santino.
Not going to argue you, bro. You already know you got my vote. Yes, sir.
All right, Santino. I love your appreciation
this
of it
not
all.
Not the jerk,
thank
Allie.
You so
not
much.
You're welcome.
Bye, Santino.
We'll
get
you
later.
My
gosh. Peace.
These
said,
people texting in.
That ain't nothing but an appreciation.
Well, and honestly, I mean, he really brought it down with the kids. It's being like, hey, they come on the air.
All
they
the
work
time.
For free, and let's be real, you know?
We're also not forcing them. But.
Adrian's in Milwaukee. Let's go to him next. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What up?
Stealing from work is a real
Allie?
Epidemic.
Allie. I love you. I do. I love y'all.
Yeah.
But you're wrong. You're wrong.
You a jerk.
Honestly, I've never... You know what's so funny, Adrian? I've never in my life, and I know most people can't say this, including DZ, I've never shoplifted. I have never...
Well, I've stolen.
That's what I'm saying. Never in my life. Never. I'm one of the most honest when it comes to stealing things. So honest that I'm telling you right now,
right
I
on
stole
air,
these.
You stole.
This shows how much of a con man I am not, okay? Because DZ would be like, why would we talk about this on air? I would never.
Hey, look, listen. I'm a firm believer in the power of asking because 9 times out of 10, they would have just gave it to you.
So then maybe I'll... You're right,
that
actually.
True,
I'm
going to
message the IT guy and go, can I have 3 mice? And he's going to go, yes. And then I'll go, cool.
And then he's going to go, P.S. I already heard you this morning. I know you been took them and stole them already, Allie.
You're right. So Adrian says, I am a jerk because stealing is stealing, man.
And that logic stands because I do 100% agree with my mans. If you would have just said, hey, I'm taking them.
If you were in the wrong, you wouldn't be doing this.
Well, yeah, and you know what? And we joke about it, but it is. I mean, we joke about it. And we all laugh about it, but as you told us, DZ, your mom,
literally,
they let go of her for taking food and giving it to people that needed it. Like, that's sad.
Food
you know?
That was supposed to just going to be thrown
on
away.
On that one, for DC's mom, they deserve.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a whole nother
obviously.
One. Right, right. But we're not talking about
but
my mom.
But if I'm donating to my kids, I'm the jerk then?
Yeah, yeah, you are, Allie, because you're stealing and you should have just asked because they would have given them to you anyway. Adrian's logic is for real, for
all
real.
All right, Adrian, thank you for keeping it real. I appreciate
love
you.
Love y'all.
Lay you back,
love
dog.
Y'all.
Love you. Last but not least, Betty's in Waukesha. Let's go to her. Hi, Betty.
Morning.
Hello.
Well, we're split down the middle.
Tiebreaker.
And you can come at me.
Gosh, I cannot believe I'm the tiebreaker.
Big shoes. Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say?
Okay. I'm saying not the jerk.
All right.
Because, I obviously, like, I work for a company. I'm a manager.
Spit it out.
And
you
I'm
steal
guaranteeing.
Too. Spit it out.
She said she'd be stealing. Yeah, she stole a mouse once or twice.
No, well.
What?
I guarantee if those mice are sitting in a box, they've already been written off as shrinkage.
What does that mean, Miss Manager?
We
don't get put in charge of
people. They're probably an overhead cost. They probably aren't even like
they're not factored
on the radar anymore.
Nobody cares.
I don't think anyone even uses them because when they got us all, when we finally, because I've worked here so long, I've evolved from no computer to having a company computer. Like, no, really.
You used to use the phone book in here?
I used to use the newspaper, okay? Don't let me age myself and print out things on the interweb. But now we all have computers. Computers at work, right? And our computers have mouses.
Right.
And so we don't even need these. Everyone in the company has the same computer, is my point. We all have a mouse on our computer.
And if you use a mouse, it's because it's preference.
It's personal. I use it because I like how I navigate.
Yep. I don't want to use my fingers on the pad. I like to hold the mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Just like Santino said, those mice are probably so outdated.
They are.
They do not care.
Well, half of them don't even have the USB, the wireless ones.
Right.
Yeah, you can't even.
Right.
I don't know how you would
it's
use
obsolete.
It.
You like, wouldn't. It'd be gone.
So it's trash.
It's trash. Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
So I took home trash.
I think not the jerk.
Nice.
I think not the jerk.
Thank you, Betty.
Betty washes it.
I would have received it, though, if you called me the jerk like Adrian. Thanks, Betty.
Yep. Have a great day, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm really making some people mad on the text
because
they think I'm doing the entitled thing where, like, why would you talk about this on the air? You know, blah, blah, blah. And then somebody texted in, Kiss FM owes your kids a W-2 or mice.
One of the two, you
it's
pick.
One or the other, and I think you we're going pick. With the mice.
I think so, ain't we?
DZ, if that was garbage went outside and someone took it while it was... Oh, I hate it when our texts don't come in smoothly. Nobody wants a bunch of mice lying around. DZ, if that garbage went outside and someone took it while it was outside where it belongs, your mom didn't do bleep wrong. God bless her.
Well, that's why we got lawyers involved, y'all.
Yeah, that's a story for another day.
Yeah, that is a story for another day.
And somebody said, wait, it's not the first time, Allie. You said you stole some toilet paper before. You're right.
Allie, you're just a thief.
So they're going to call me in HR and be like, in behind door one, toilet paper, Allie.
Behind door two, 3 mice.
Behind door four. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Or it looks like you've been taking pens and they're the gateway drug.
And behind door 17. Dang, Ellie, how many things are you stealing?
Oh, my bad. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.